Please put aside everything I think I know about myself, my brokenness, my spiritual path, and you, for an open mind and new experience with myself, my brokenness, my spiritual path, and especially you. Thank you for asking me to be your speaker this morning. Yes, I'm going back to my buried life. This is the only place I've had two lives. Going back to my buried life, it was normal. The food was absolutely scarce in our house. There was hardly any. My father was a heavy gambler. And when there was food at the table, there was five children and a mother and father, and there was seven of us. And the behaviours on the food was unbelievable. There wasn't much on the food at all, on the plate. There was hardly food around, and my father would used to bring home things from the fruit shop and hide them in his room. Now, that behaviour at the table was full of anxiety and full of anger and just the absolutely chaos. People would sit in the lounge rooms eating their plate on the chairs. They'd sit in another room to eat. There wasn't any constructive behaviour whatsoever. People would scrape off the plates after someone else's. They would look at it and I'm looking and I'm thinking, you know, not I don't know, I was unconscious. I don't know what I was thinking. Only the 12 steps got me to consciousness. And the behaviour was terrible. I remember we're sitting around my dad's door and waiting for him to bring out the food from the room. And there was five of us, you know, just thinking, oh, hurry up, you know, get moving. I still recall standing beside the doors waiting for it. My mother was trying to work through things. I remember coming home from school and she was peeling peas. And I was just eating peas when she was putting them in the pot, you know, taking them out of the prods into the pan. And because I was so hungry, and taking someone else's play lunch at school, taking that off, you know, taking it away from them because they had a better looking play lunch than what I did. I probably didn't have any. And I'd steal them. And anger was building up very much, a lot of anger and a lot of self-pity was coming in at that stage as well. And I just, now the behaviour was absolutely, with the food, was absolutely terrible. My auntie would bring food around for us and my brother would eat all of it. He wouldn't let anyone else have it. He would run off and hide and eat it. So she meant for it to be all for all of us. So, and we didn't get any. And when we told her about it, she goes, oh, do you enjoy that? And we said, no, we didn't get any. So she brought some more around, but my brother got very angry. He was very much in his, the disease was ripe anyway. It was absolutely, as I said, it felt normal. And the behaviours, I cannot, when I look back on the behaviours of that food problems, my goodness, see, the food for me at that stage was not necessary. It was absolutely essential that I had it. Essential. Because I was a, it was a comforter. It was a, you know, for me, it was a mind-altering drug. You know, like everything felt, no, I'll just have some of this. I feel normal now, the normability. And while I was sort of focus on the food, I remember going to the fruit shop and buying some food, and I just had it all. I've eaten it all before I got home because I didn't want no one else to have any of it. And going to the shops to buy lollies, and I remember one night I ate the lot and I just threw up all over the bed, and I got into trouble for that. My mother had to clean it up, but the yeah, so there wasn't any money around in the house, so we used to go looking for money up the streets, you know, sixpence or threepence to be hanging around, you know, that's in my day, in the 50s, and looking for money, stealing bottles to get money from them, like Terrax lemonade and Marchand's lemonade, and getting some money for them. so we can go and get lollies to fill ourselves up with. There's no nutrition in the house at all. It was just lollies and sweet stuff, and oh my goodness. Yeah, so when I look back, I do believe that the food was my drug of choice early, very early in life.
15 minutes left.
Thank you. And the drug of choice was unbelievable. It was really unbelievable. And then it was my lover, and then it became my friend, and then I was a mind-altering drug, and everything just, I didn't, I was facing no stuff. It was just stuff in my face. I didn't face any stuff. I mean, I didn't have the, I was not equipped to deal with anything. It was like a 5-year-old child running around in the dark trying to fix and manage and something I didn't have equipment to do to deal with. So the food was very, very in tow. Now, getting, I have no idea how I got to here. I've no idea because doctors don't know about it. So it has to be a divine intervention for me to be at an OA meeting. I'm so grateful because I was carried through a lot of things. I worked for 28 years being a manager, and I was still unconscious being a manager. I still can't believe that I was carried right through that 28 years because the food was sort of always there and the compulsion dealing with other personalities. And yeah, so switching from the food, money become my drug as well. More money I had, the more I wanted. Money was a big, it was a company that I got accolades for. I've got so much stuff out there with big, competitions and, over and above budgets and things like that because it was a switch. Money become my higher power. So, yeah, and I still need to watch that today as well. If I can go to the bank and see interest in my bank, I get a high, thinking, oh, money, but I'm aware of it now. So the drug of the food, I need to be mindful now of the food. I cannot afford to be my past for my future. That's why I do my work every day, repetition, because the behaviours still come back. The behaviours. I had to stop eating in the car because, having knives and tissues in the car, I had to put that down as well. Eating my lunch, dinner, lunch before I got to work, it was only 15 minutes up the road, but it still went in 15 minutes. And that behaviour had to stop because 35% of people over here die on the roads through food in the car. Yes, it was so nothing in the car now, which I'm grateful for. That I had to clean all that up. I was talking to my sponsor. And I said, I can't get to work without eating my lunch. I just had breakfast, mind you. And she goes, well, put it in the boot. Put it in the boot of the car. So when you get to work, you won't be able to, I won't, and I thought, no, I won't be getting out of the, between now and then getting out of the car because that'll give me a bit of consciousness what I'm doing, like getting out, waiting, like pulling over. So yeah, the behaviors, I still can carry the behaviors. I've got to have a timer on my table for my food because I can just get rid of it very quickly, like hurry up, and gulp it all down. So yeah, so I'll need a timer, 15 minutes to eat my dinner. And when that goes, that's how long it's going to take me to do without the 5 or 3 minutes to run it down. So yeah, so food for me now is it still can come, it can come in because it is progressive. It's a progressive illness for me. I can still think about food, and it feels normal to go back to the behaviours, but this is the insidious of the illness. But so I'm so grateful that the 12 steps have got me to consciousness, because I am aware of my thinking. Definitely aware of it. And when I look back into my past, my behavior comes from that. But I've cleaned a lot of it up, and I'm very, very grateful for that. So yeah, I got to watch it on a daily basis to make sure that myself is clean, putting my food to my sponsor and watch my food behaviors. Quick fixing, they're not quick. Because once I stop, I can't stay stopped if I pick up. So it's only repetition for me. I'm only a seasonal newcomer. I don't know how long I've been here and I don't really look at it. I'm not in any numbers game because I come here to save my life. That's what I'm doing, to save my life, because I've got to watch my cholesterols. I've got to watch my sugar counts. I have to, and they're getting a lot older. I'm a grandmother, and I want to be around for my I want to be around for my great grandchildren and my grandchildren, and my three children. All I have to do, I change my attitude, and that helps them to recover as well. Because the more I work here, the more they receive as well. 5 to 6 people around about me can receive my attitude. I am autonomous in the OA Pro. I don't go and tell everybody because it's too hard to explain. They've got to do what I do. They've got to go to meetings. They've got to go and do 6 meetings to see if it's for them or not. All I do is carry literature in my bag and say, this may help you, and just hand it over to them. I don't want to hear my experience. They need to hear 10. Just mine, because if I go into my, I've said a few times earlier in the piece about food, and they go, well, you poor thing. Well, what? And that might be harmful to them to tell them, I've been sitting here for a long time. Oh, what? What's wrong with you? That might, so I need to stay quiet and just give them the literature and say, there's meetings, face-to-face meetings here. And so forth, there's phone numbers to, phone number, you can ring them and see where the meetings are in your town. But this food business is a big, huge, it can a huge, because I can still get compulsive buying. I go to the market on Sundays, I buy all vegetables. I have to be very mindful with my food, because that'd be the last thing to go is the food if I start messing around other things. So, yeah, it's just an ongoing thing for me. I'll be here all my life, day at a time, I can do it. And I just keep doing my work. That's all I can do, is keep showing up and doing my repetition. What have I done today? I've done my meditation, I've done my writing, I put a lot of things in my God box. And I give thanks for yesterday, and I'll have another different day today. Food's different, my day's different. And I'm so grateful that I have a past I can deal with to become my future. So again, I need to keep working my steps. That's what I've done. I'm step 8 again. I've got another book. I went to a share-a-thon last week, and there was a good turnout, and there's a lot of literature there. I brought another book, because when I get to step 12, as that's step 7 as well, to buy literature, and I go back to step 1. Because I see it differently every time. The more I do go to step 1, manageable, because I can get unmanageable through the day. I just have to keep handing it over and and keep out of people's business. And that's another thing too, with I feel cleaner. I don't have to clean anything up with my sponsor, who I don't like. But she told me I don't have to like her. She cares for me. Yeah, and that's a good thing. I don't like her, because she tells me straight to the, she goes right between it, and that's what I don't want to hear. So she knows that. She's well aware. So yeah, so she's always there for me. So so becoming conscious now with the 12 steps. I've got to walk them every day. I've got 12 steps now to the refrigerator. I need to still be mindful of myself. I've got to be mindful of my thinking. It's my thinking in the session. I know, I remember one night that I put my food plan in, and then I wanted something, what they will have people pleasing at the table. And I rang my sponsor. I said, I'm going to implement this. And she goes, she texts us back, why? BWH, why? Why? I had to answer that. And the more I thought about it, I was like, people pleasing. I want what they're having. I want to join into the crowd. And so, and when I, she goes, right. So I called over the waitress and I cancelled it. I just cancelled the order. And I'm so grateful for the help, you know, because that's what I was doing. It's not about the food, it's about being and looking good, you know, people pleasing. And once I start saying no, I'm not lying to myself. I'm
5 minutes.
thank you. I'm looking after myself when I say no. And yeah, so when I do that, I know that I'm getting more healthier. I can give out more to other people, help them to recover as well with my attitude. And people pleasing, yeah, expectations come into it, thinking, oh, you know, I'm all right now. They'll think I'm all right. I'm a great person, you know, and this is my ego getting in, the ego and the low self-esteem. The ego can come in and vanity, you know, look at me, look at me. Yeah, but I've got to have my feet on the ground. Where are my feet going? Got to watch my feet. So, yeah, so I need to be very, very mindful of my obsession and thinking. As I said, I'm only a seasonal newcomer. I don't try to look for other things to deal with, you know. I don't try to go and get books or anything else to look for, because it's essential that I stick to the OA program, not to go on to other books and read them and thinking I've got the answers there and dietitians can tell me what I think I should do, have, you know. I've got to have my own mind to think about things, and that what gives me my recovery. So giving my recovery to me, I give it out to other people with my attitude and change of heart as well. So yeah, so I've got to watch. I was just for today, I can do for me, my higher power can do for me what I cannot do for myself. And I've had a lot of footsteps in the sand to come to this stage in life. I said to my sponsor one night, I said, look, I'm sick of all this work. I've got to do outreach calls. I've got to do writing. I've got to do sponsorship. I'm there. She goes, you don't have to do anything. You're only a volunteer. You're only a volunteer. She said, you don't have to do anything. And she really got time to sit in the doctor's office. And I thought, oh, what do you mean? She goes, well, you know, the 10 o'clock appointment doesn't come into court till 11 some days. And she's right. I thought, oh, back to me writing. I haven't left. I don't have to come back. So I'm so grateful that she can pick up on my disease when I'm talking to her. That's what she does. She listens. So yeah, so I'll just keep coming back a day at a time and just keep doing what I'm doing, and I'll have a better future. And I don't want the past. So thanks for listening, everyone. I'm very grateful I'm here.